As we look to the year ahead and the prospect of sports returning much more widely, lots of parents will be hoping their kid chooses soccer. They prefer it to traditional ball sports because they worry about injuries to the head and neck. But there's one part of a soccer game that has researchers worried, and it's the practice of heading the ball, which some players can do many hundreds of times during a season. And that's not just elite players. A recent study has reported on findings on memory tests and compared them to players who head the ball a lot or a little, and whether they carry the gene called APOE4, which raises your risk of Alzheimer's disease. Michael Lipton is Professor of Radiology and Psychiatry at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York.
When I first started studying heading in soccer, which would have been around 2011, there was not very much known specifically about heading. There was certainly information about the cognitive performance of players in general, and some of that was attributed to heading or other head injuries, but there really hadn't been studies that had looked specifically at the role of heading as opposed to other types of events like concussion and collisions.
So tell us what you did in the study.
We're reporting from a large study of about 400 adult amateur players, not pros, they're not university teams, they're people who have jobs and go to school and are playing recreationally. And what we do is assess how much heading they do, and then we examine their brain function and brain structure using some computerized neuropsychological tests as well as MRI. And then we also take a profile of the DNA of each person from their blood. In this study, what we're reporting on is the relationship of the amount of heading a person has done over the prior year and how they perform on a test of verbal memory. It's essentially the ability to correctly remember a moderate size grocery shopping list over a period of about 20 minutes. And we looked at whether having a specific gene called the apolipoprotein E4 gene variant has any impact on the likelihood for someone who heads more or less to have better or worse brain function in the area of memory.
How do they remember? I mean, this sounds ironic, but how do they remember how many headers they've done?
Nobody remembers that.
That's what I imagine, particularly if they've got brain damage.
Just to be clear, we've actually done a fair amount of work in the early parts of this study to develop methods for estimating the amount of heading that a person does over different periods of time. And this has been validated by having trained observers watch from the sidelines. And so in this study, we're actually dividing the players up into four groups from lowest to highest amount of heading.
So what did you find?
We found that heading, and in particular, high amounts of heading are associated with worse performance on this particular memory test. And there seems to be a threshold level in the neighborhood of a little over 1,000 headers per year, which may sound like a lot, but it's not uncommon. And what we find is that people above that threshold, which is the upper 25% or so of the players, that they have a greater likelihood of having worse function on this particular memory test. What we've done new in this study is we've then looked at the gene in these individuals and taken a look at how having what we refer to as the E4 gene variant.
And we should just explain this variant now, because it is associated with a higher risk of Alzheimer's disease later in life.
Yeah. The apolipoprotein epsilon 4 allele, or E4, and a person could either have none, one, or two of these. It is associated with many different things, including cardiovascular disease, but it's most well known for increasing risk for Alzheimer dementia. It's also associated with earlier onset. And what is a little bit less known is that in traumatic brain injury, in particular in more severe traumatic brain injury, the E4 allele is, or the E4 gene is associated with worse outcomes, and in particular in the area of cognitive function, such as memory.
And that played out in this study.
what we found is that when we look at the players who do a lot of heading and those who do very little heading, and we stratify them based on the presence of this gene, we find that if you don't do very much heading, even if you do have the gene, it doesn't seem to affect your risk. But if you look at the people who do a lot of heading, the risk is significantly elevated. It's by something like a factor of 4 if you do have this gene. So it's not necessarily just having a lot of exposure to headers over time, but if you have this particular gene, it's very possible that that may increase your risk that that heading will have an adverse effect. And on the other hand, if you don't have it, it may not be as detrimental.
But you still might get a bit of verbal memory loss. It's just the risk is higher if you have the gene.
The risk is substantially higher if you have the gene.
So are we starting to get to a place where you regulate heading in soccer? Secondly, do you start doing gene testing for people who are taking their soccer to another level, or indeed rugby, or indeed American football?
Yeah, or even in other settings such as combat. I would frame it as using genetic profiling to assess an individual's risk. And even without the genes, we can talk about controlling the amount of heading.
Because it affects everybody. Yeah. It just affects some people worse than others. And the second question I've got is, anything from the brain scan that suggests that they're increasing the risk of dementia 40 years later?
What we find is that using specific types of MRI, we can detect changes in the brain even before there's anything detectable in terms of cognitive performance.
A concern for the sports authorities. Luke, thanks very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.